Welcome to New Teacher Talk. Are you a new teacher? We're here to support you. We talk about the most common challenges that educators experience, and we offer a community of support through our socials. Follow us on Instagram at New Teacher Talk and on X at New Teacher Talk 1. We're the minds behind New Teacher Talk. I'm Dr. Anna, an early childhood generalist who mentors educators on their journey toward National Board Certification.
And I'm Dr. Beth. As an educator, my roles include being a high school band director, teacher educator, mentor, and podcast editor for this and other channels. If you're listening to this podcast, either you are an early career teacher or you aspire to be one. We also know that our listeners include new teacher mentors, induction coordinators, and education recruiters looking for resources to support those who are new to the profession. Whatever your reason for listening, we appreciate your joining us.
Based on a recent national webinar we hosted where we asked early career teachers to share their insights, needs, and future aspirations, we wanted to talk about 7 different pathways to grow as an early career educator. Here's what we know and continue to hear. Early career teachers want their voices heard and valued. They seek leadership opportunities and are making job choices based on work-life balance. So, what are pathways for consideration to grow as a professional to fulfill your needs? Here are 7 possibilities.
As you think about where you can grow as a professional, you might want to think about synergizing with other like-minded or lifelong learners by attending workshops or graduate level classes. All of us need to continue to get professional development hours to keep our license and our endorsements up to date. So consider taking some classes that lead to either a new endorsement or maybe a whole different degree altogether. I know some teachers who are going back and getting instructional technology foci so that they can be more helpful in their school or in their classroom.
One of the other things that you can consider to do is pursue National Board Certification. Up until this school year, you weren't able to do that until your 3rd year as an educator. But now policies have changed so that the National Board has been thinking that it's helpful for early career teachers, even in their very first year, to start to think about the components that are offered for you to assess your own skills and grow your skill level. National Board offers 4 components as part of their assessment. The first one is about content knowledge. The second is differentiating in instruction. The third is about your teaching practice and your learning environment. And the fourth is to become an effective and reflective practitioner. In the show notes, I'm going to share the link for what teachers should know and be able to do. It's a booklet that explains the 5 core propositions, which are the ideals that we all want to focus our practice on.
That resource, Dr. Anna, is going to be very helpful to those who don't have a lot of knowledge about National Board Certification. You yourself have been board certified and recertified, and I know you coach a lot of individuals through that process. Over my career, I've met a number of National Board Certified teachers, and in each and every case, they've talked about the growth opportunities that came from being part of that process. They're a completely different teacher now in their classroom, and they're now teacher leaders in many different capacities.
National Board can open a lot of doors for you as an educator.
I completely agree. For a third way to grow as a professional, one of the areas that you might consider is actually joining a professional organization and taking advantage of the resources that they provide. For example, the International Literacy Association, the National Council for Teachers of Math or English, the National Council for the Social Studies, National Association of the Educators of Young Children, the National Alliance of Black School Educators, National Science Teaching Association. There's just so many great national groups out there that professionally can serve a wonderful opportunity for you to get new resources, to synergize with other people across the country who are very much interested in the same areas of teaching that you are. And they oftentimes will offer regional and, of course, national conferences and international conferences. This might be an opportunity that you want to consider to grow as a leader, to grow in your own content knowledge. So that's the third strategy.
That's a great one, Beth. And I know that right now literacy is such an important topic. And the International Literacy Association has been offering a number of webinars on the science of reading for their members. That's a great one. The fourth idea that we have for you today is to consider Teach Plus opportunities. Teach Plus is a national organization that develops teachers as leaders and empowers them to take action in six areas, two of which are really so close to my heart: the idea of recruitment and retention for a diverse teaching force, and advocacy on teacher preparation, development, and leadership. Teach Plus empowers excellent and diverse teachers to provide leadership in areas of key policy that affects educators and issues of practice. And I'll leave the link to Teach Plus in the show notes because they have 13 statewide organizations that you might be of interest in.
Fifth strategy is something maybe you haven't considered, is a group called Maxim Staffing. You can explore one-year placements anywhere in the country with them. Are you at a place in your life where you want to explore maybe living in a different part of the country and working as a teacher? This might be a great fit for you to grow as a professional. They're an organization that we've been learning more and more about and interacting with, and we want to give a shout out to them and also to you to explore this possibility. It might be something you've never considered. Work in a different setting, in a different part of the country, with different individuals, different types of students, different cultures.
It's a wonderful idea because sometimes you just feel that you need a change. The great part about a one-year placement is that you know that there's a start date and an end date. Sometimes it's helpful in your life. The sixth suggestion that we have for you would be for folks that are happy in their place and they want to stay at home. It's an opportunity for you to initiate something in your building or district where you can get your leadership feet wet. Think about something that you've seen a need for in your school as a way to advocate for your students or to advocate for an idea. Use those next few months to talk with your building administrator, a district liaison, or perhaps a parent group to set out a path to lead or to begin a new initiative that will help others. And something like that is part of component four in National Board. You can get an early start on thinking about how to advocate for others.
I really like your thinking here, Anna. I think it's so critically important that those who really feel impassioned to be a teacher leader, this is the perfect route to do that. What I've discovered, and you have too, with early career teachers, they see needs within their own grade level or content area, within their own building, within their district, and they want to do something to make improvements. This is the perfect way to do it. It's a great pathway to pursue. And so, if this is something that speaks to you as a pathway, consider that, and that will fulfill your desire to lead.
And it's great to start small. You don't have to have a big project. A small project is great.
And that ties into the first strategy, too. Maybe you'll end up doing a project that you can tie into a graduate program or into a graduate project. So you're able to do both things and get mutual benefit. The seventh and final suggestion we have as a pathway is if you're in a position where you would like to teach abroad, that is certainly there for you. Find out what teaching abroad looks like. There's a large number of organizations out there that will help you make that possible. We will include in the show notes these links. Here's just a couple of examples. You could explore them, see which one of these, or if there's another one we haven't mentioned here in this podcast that you want to consider, please do so. There's one called Cultural Vistas and another one called Global Exploration for Educators Organization and Teach Beyond. Again, we'll put all of these links in the show notes so you can go back and look at them individually. If this is a pathway that really speaks to what you're wanting to do to grow as an individual, to explore the world, think about your work-life balance, be a leader but in a different country, learn about different ways that curriculum and instruction is delivered that's different from the US. And there's so many opportunities out there. You just have to consider what those are. And maybe leaving for a year or leaving for several years to do so will really fill your soul as a professional teacher.
You can access the resources we mentioned today through the embedded links in the podcast description. Don't forget, every Tuesday, we share a helpful resource that you can download through our Instagram page. Look for the Tuesday Teacher resource at New Teacher Talk. Also, check out our Thursday thought to keep you motivated via our Instagram and X, formerly known as Twitter, username at New Teacher Talk One. Follow us on these socials.
And as we close today, thank you for listening to today's episode. We really appreciate that and hope you'll become a regular follower of this channel. Be sure to hit the follow button in the upper right-hand corner. And then when you do that, you'll receive a notification when each new episode drops. And always remember, as a new teacher, we are here to help you.